there, club members, and welcome to this week's Lunch and Learn. What we're talking about today is the value of a YouTube channel for your practice. And there are two key areas where I think the YouTube channel can play a wonderful role in your practice for your team members and for your patients as well. And some parts of Australia, unfortunately, are in lockdown at the moment. And so if there is some downtime, it's a great time to have the mind space to be able to look at a new project and start populating a YouTube channel with some videos while you have got some possible downtime. Even for the practices that are functioning as normal, I think YouTube provides a wonderful opportunity. And the first way that I believe that YouTube can play a role in your practice is for your patients. And so you can imagine you're explaining certain treatment methods to patients, such as an implant option or a bridge option or cosmetic dentistry or even a deep cleaning. And it's one thing to tell a patient what to expect during a particular procedure, and you could even show them images and they may get a deeper understanding, but actually showing them an animated video of what you're talking about is enormously powerful, and that patient will understand and be more engaged with that treatment than they ever were before. So in those instances, you've described what needs to happen, and then you let them know that you'll be emailing them some links to some videos that are on your YouTube channel that will help assist them in the education of what has been offered to them. Imagine following up your incomplete treatments with a letter stating not just remember you need to get that implant done, or remember we've got that crack in that tooth, we need to get a crown done, but you're also adding in there, click on this link to remind yourself what a crown process is. In addition to that, you may also choose to have a video explaining your payment plan options to the patient. You may have an in-house payment plan of up to a certain, that's capped at a certain amount of money or capped over a certain period of time to pay it off, and anything over and above that, it could be National Dental Plan or what have you, any of the other payment plans that are out there. Most practices nowadays do have two or three different options for a patient, and we want to give them written information about those options, of course, but it's also a helpful thing that you have one of your team members describing what these different payment plan options are. So even once I've explained it to the patient, you can then say to the patient, I'm going to email you through a link to a video on our YouTube channel that will go through this explanation again. And that way, you know, their spouse can have a look at those payment plan options as well and get all the information firsthand. Additional videos for the patient could be instructional videos, such as, this is how you brush your teeth. This is how you floss. This is how you floss when you have orthodontic banding in place or a bridge in place and you use the super floss. How about you've presented the patient with the home whitening system and you've gone through the instructions one-on-one, but how many of them actually don't listen to every step of the instructions? You can give them the written handout, but again, how great would it be to be able to send that patient home with a link to a video that will remind them, once they've got the trays in their hands, in their home, exactly what to do, how much gel to apply, how long to leave it in their mouth, etc. So instructional videos for your patients can be an enormous assistance to them. What else could your patients find valuable to watch? How about a tour of the dental practice? You've got staff members just with a nice homemade video taking people through, these are the surgeries, this is the waiting room, this is our stereo room, this is our staff room. And it can be a little bit fun. Make sure you get build some character into that video, some real likability as well. And that way, before patients even come to see you, maybe you've got a welcome email that you send out to every new patient. Include a link to your practice tour in your welcome email and get your new patients even more familiar and engaged with your practice before they even arrive for their first appointment time. Also, let them know what to expect on their first visit. How about when parents are trying to prep their little ones for their very first dental appointment time? We don't want kids to come in fearful, and parents sometimes won't know what to say. Maybe they don't know exactly what to expect. New child visit appointment times need to be nice and fun, animated. And so record one of them and then have that on your YouTube channel. So all of your existing patients that are about to bring their little ones in for their first appointment time can be directed to that video, so that child can see that video and start getting a bit excited. I get a show bag and I get a balloon and I get to have a ride in the chair. How much fun is it all? And also, any other people just scrolling through YouTube looking for first child dental visits, they may come across yours and be impressed with your surgery. Who knows, they might be a local. How about as a way of helping you, assisting your practice team, educate patients about the new hygiene program that you've recently implemented at your practice? You can provide them with a video explaining the difference between a hygienist clean appointment time and the regular dentist clean appointment time, what hygienists actually do and the preventive measures they take to assist in the oral care of the patient base. Really start building value in what those visits are going to be all about for the patient. Maybe you've got a new piece of equipment, a laser, a scanner that you've brought into the practice. Do a little demo video of what this means for the patients. Wonderful, this scanner means we won't need to take any more impressions of your teeth or all the many uses that the laser is going to have in able to treat certain oral conditions. Something that's always great fun to do for patients to watch is team member profiles. Go through each team member in a very casual way, get them to introduce themselves, what their role is within the practice, what they do within the practice, and why they became a dental assistant, a dental receptionist, and a dentist themselves, a hygienist. What brought them to this position and why they love working in that particular practice, why they love treating patients. And so just doing these little team bios is a tremendous idea. What we want to do is continually think about how do we deepen the engagement, deepen the relationship with our patients, giving them even more reason to be happy with us, even more reason to be loyal, and even more reason to deepen that trust that they have in the relationship that we have with them. How about a demo video of how we actually move through the sterilization of our instruments, and so patients can have absolute faith we're doing the right thing by them. You could do a quick video on how you environmentally clean the area during these heightened COVID times. And also, during these times of lockdown and then reopening again, have a video of one of the dentists or the practice manager or any team member really talking about this is how we can see patients at the moment, they're emergencies only, what an emergency entails is this. And this is what you need to do if you have any troubles at all. You give our rooms a call anyway, we'll instruct you over the phone what to do, bring you in if we can actually see you, if you come under the banner of what is considered an emergency. So educating patients around the current happenings of the practice during these strange and interesting times is a wonderful way to communicate an effective message out there. And talking about emergencies, that could be another instructional video that your YouTube channel has for patients, not just your patients, but for anybody. What to do if you break a tooth during a sporting incident, what to do if you've got a facial swelling, what to do if you've got a terrible toothache. And so even when people are desperate at home, 2 o'clock in the morning with an emergency, they can actually access your YouTube channel and get instruction on how to care for themselves. Now, the other side of the YouTube channel that I think is an enormous benefit to your practice is the private side. And so all the videos I've listed today can be published as public videos. They can be both promotional in terms of promoting your practice out there to the community. They can also be instructional for your existing patient base in order for you to provide additional information to them so that you can further engage them in your treatment recommendations. But how about a playlist of all of the unlisted private videos that are just available for your team members? How about when you've got new trainee dental nurses coming in, and instead of just simply waiting for the opportunity to do a crown, to do an implant, to train them how to do something, you have got these videos that you can show them that will teach them how to nurse in particular situations. This one, for example, is how to suction, where to place the suction when you're working in various areas of the mouth. And these can be videos that you source yourself from YouTube and you just flag them in your playlist, and so you've always got them there easily accessible. or they may be videos that you make yourself of your team members sectioning, showing the different positions. We've all got our phones nowadays with such easy access to our cameras that making videos has never been easier, and you just quickly upload it and it's right there waiting. The other instructional videos that will be useful for your team is videotape yourselves doing the morning huddle in the ideal way that you want to do it. Then that becomes a video that every new team member coming in watches. It can be a video that reminds everybody after a couple of years, remember, are we hitting all the marks we wanted to hit with our morning huddle? Let's watch the video again and make sure. Maybe you've had somebody come in to do CPR training and key parts of it you videotaped. And so we can have all those reminder videos there within our team training portal within our YouTube channel. How about doing a role play about how to manage a difficult patient? Videotape it and load it up into YouTube. YouTube can become, for you and your team training, a way for everyone to bear witness to all of the previous trainings that you've been doing. How about finding videos on how to posture yourself effectively in the surgery so you don't end up with chronic back pain, neck problems, all the rest of it, so everyone is very aware of how to hold themselves in the surgery. Videos on how to use different elements of the sterilization room. You know, everyone uses the ultrasonic bath a little bit differently to each other. Everyone does things slightly differently. And so let's make sure that we have got a video of the ideal way we'd like to do things. And so we can keep reminding ourselves, and newer team members coming on board can see, this is how we like to do things here. There are so many videos for young trainee dental nurses on how to chart the different surfaces of the teeth, the anatomy of the mouth. And so there is a lot of resources out there that you don't necessarily need to record yourself. But as I say, you can still tag them into your playlist under trainee training. And they've got this whole raft of videos. And as I say, there's just nothing like watching a video in learning how to do something effectively. Rather than just having scripts written down, have the script written down for sure, but also supply on your WhatsApp group. Maybe you've got a WhatsApp group that the minute you've got a new script, you've actually got someone role playing out that script so they can see it in action as well as knowing what to say. They're learning how to say it as well. And for all of those that have a digital practice manual, I often suggest Evernote as a wonderful method to use for a digital practice manual. Then all of your standard operating procedures can have video links to your YouTube channel on this is how we get things done here. So you've got the written SOP plus the link to the video itself as well. Short videos can always be posted very readily up on Facebook, but anything of any great length, it won't allow it. And so YouTube, again, they have no limit to how long a video can be, I don't think. It can be very long though. So the YouTube allows you to have any length of video there as well. Imagine getting a new autoclave in and there's a new way of using it. And so the dental assistant records the technician on how to use it, how to clean it, how to maintain the autoclave, and each one of those are separate videos, how to load the printer, all of those things. They're all separate videos that are then loaded up into the private unlisted videos for your team, and then everyone gets the information first hand. I mean, information that goes from here to there to there to there, it gets all these different interpretations, and we are highlighting all the things that each one of us think are important, but we may be missing the mark on the truly important stuff. And so have everyone get the information first hand by actually recording the person who has installed that piece of equipment and is providing all the instructions. So I think the YouTube channel can play such a wonderful role in your practice. Of course, with your patients, you can have all of the birthday celebrations, the happy birthdays, the wonderful stuff that goes on in the practice on a daily basis. You can have all of those in there as well. You do want to have the navigation experience through your playlists for patients easy. So you may have one under this is who we are, another one under treatments. So it goes through all, you know, what's a crown, what's a bridge, what's an implant, etc. How to care for dentures. You have instructional ones. How to care for dentures. How do you care for yourself after an extraction? How to brush, how to floss. And then you could have another list, what to do in an emergency, if it's a broken tooth, if it's an infection, if it's a facial swelling, if it's a toothache. So you want to have the navigation experience good for the patients as well. Also, don't just throw all of your videos for the team, the private unlisted ones for the team in there. Make sure they're in their own playlists as well. And I think if once it's done in a very elegant way, it can work so beautifully for your practice that I am going to be doing a doing session on YouTube channel creation and how to populate it with your videos. That's going to be coming up very soon. One of the things I will highlight though is that study upon study indicates that patients do not want to see the graphic images of teeth extractions and bleeding gums and all that sort of stuff. So avoid any of that. Only have very pretty pictures up there. It's such a wonderful tool, YouTube, and I think it can be used so effectively in your practice. So look out for the doing session for YouTube channel creation coming up. In the meantime, start getting those cameras out and videotape as much as you can. Make sure any of the ones that are focused towards your patients really bring your character of your practice out. If it's very family oriented, make them very family focused. If it's more of professional, high end, make sure everyone's very well groomed, speaking beautifully, and really in line with the branding that you have and the image that you have for your practice. If you are in a state that is in lockdown, this, as I say, is a great time to start getting some videos and ideas around videos, trawling through YouTube, looking for videos to add to your channel that other people have made, and also to get inspiration for what you can do for your practice. Use the time well. If you have any questions or contribution to this particular topic, if you've got wonderful ideas for videos that I can include in on the doing session that's coming up, please let me know. I'd love to hear about them, even see some of your videos as well. That'd be great. But until next time, I look forward to seeing you Wednesday next week, and I really do hope every one of you have a great week, and the ones that are in lockdown, I hope you're bearing up well. Thanks, see you later.